is not how I expected to spend my Saturday night. Sure, I'm drunk, thanks to you. You bought me this bottle of wine to bring to the party. Except the party got canceled because of the storm and the power being out across town. So instead of being out at a party with my friends and some cute guys my age, I'm stuck at home with my older brother. No offense. At least we're not letting the wine go to waste. It's good wine too. Not that I'm an expert. I would have been happy with the cheap stuff. I just needed something to drink from at the party and to get decently drunk off of. I guess we've got our own little party going on here. I'm wearing my best party dress. We've got snacks and candles and some music. As long as your MP3 play has battery life. And we have the wine, of course. I guess we could make this even more of a party. Do you want to play some party games? Oh, okay, cool. I like party games. You pick, although nothing that could turn sexual, of course. Why? Because guy at parties always want to turn the game sexual. They want to play strip poker and truth or dare, where all the dares are dirty things. You, despite being my brother, are also a guy. So I'm on to you already. You wouldn't let the fact that we're related get in the way of wanting to see me naked or worse stuff than that. And I'm drunk enough where my, let's say, questionable judgment is even worse than normal. At best, I end up with an embarrassing memory when I sober up. And at worst, I end up losing my virginity and maybe even get pregnant from my own brother. How is that impossible? Sure, I have no intention of having sex with you, but I am drunk and getting drunker. And I was in the mood for a good time. Stranger things have happened. If we did end up, well, you know, having sex, I could definitely get pregnant. No, it's not physically impossible. You're not making any sense. So maybe you're even drunker than me. But go ahead and explain this, because I would absolutely love to hear your explanation. You said there were two reasons. What's the first one? Really? You think I can't get pregnant my first time? I'm pretty sure they had sex ed classes at our school before you went off to college. That was one of the myths that was debunked. I could totally get pregnant on my first time. Is your second reason just as good as the first? Wait, so you're saying I couldn't get pregnant because our DNA is too similar? What the hell kind of bullshit is that? I'm pretty sure that there are tons of cases of a brother and sister having a baby together. Like, Game of Thrones, yeah. Okay, so yeah, that is fantasy. So maybe it's a bad example, but family members having babies together isn't something that they talk about in sex ed classes or even on the news. But I can assure you that neither my being a virgin nor my being your sister would protect me from getting pregnant. You were utterly and completely wrong. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me like I'm talking nonsense. You're the one who doesn't know what they're talking about. You're wrong, mister. 1,000,000,000% wrong. I'll even bet money on it. You know that money I was saving up for a new dress for the school dance? I'll bet all of that you're wrong. Ha! You're so losing this bet. Let's just go to my room and look it up on the internet and then... That's right. Power outage. No power for my computer and no internet. Can't even look it up on my phone because I didn't keep it charged. Okay. Well, okay. Then, plan B. Take off your clothes. Duh. Because I have to prove to you that I can get pregnant, despite being a virgin and being your sister. I can get on the internet, but even if I could, you'd probably just claim that they were wrong. So clearly, the only way to convince you of how wrong you are is to actually have you get me pregnant. It makes perfect sense.
Here, let me help you with your shirt. I know I said no sexy stuff, but that was different then. That was before you showed how stupid you were. I might also be a little bit drunker now. Now those pants. Oh, you're going to feel so stupid when you lose this bet. I just need to get these pants off you, and then your underwear. There we go. But you're gonna have to be harder than that if you're gonna fuck me. If we don't fuck, I don't get pregnant, and you don't lose the bet. I guess I could do with a little bit of foreplay too. Tell you what, I'll take off my dress, which comes off far more easily than your clothes. And this cute little bra. And these cute little panties. Now let me sit next to you, and I'll give you a hand job. And you, well, you can sit there while I jerk you off and while I play with my pussy. I'd let you do it, but given your horribly bad ideas about pregnancy, I think I'm better off taking care of it myself.
There. With one hand, I stroke my hand up and down your cock. And with the other, I play with my clitoris. You can tell how coordinated I am.
Because this isn't easy.
I'm doing two different things with each hand. Plus, I'm very, very drunk and slowly getting hornier. But you are getting hornier too. At least, harder. I assume that's the same thing. I'm doing a far better job playing with your cock than you ever would playing with my pussy. This is even my first time touching a cock, so I'd say I'm doing a pretty good job. Look at how hard you're getting. And just look at how wet I'm getting too. Would it help if I switched hands so that this one, all covered with my wetness, is now the one pumping your cock? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm letting my hand move more easily up and down your shaft now. I think you like the feel of it. It's almost like we're fucking already because you've already got me all over your cock. But I can't possibly get pregnant from that. Although I wouldn't put it past you to believe something that stupid. But I can definitely get pregnant from what we're going to do next, even if you don't think so. So, Scooter of a Mister, I can't possibly get my own sister pregnant. Let me lie down on the couch here, and then I can show you how wrong you are. You're gonna regret making this bed in the morning. I can guarantee you that. Okay, so there's more than enough room for me to sprawl out here. And even enough for you too, if you're on top. Given how little you seem to know about how sex works, I hope I don't have to explain too much to you.
I guess it doesn't help any that you're drunk, just like me.
but if you get on top of me, I think we can figure things out. At least for the purposes of proving your stupid, stupid ideas wrong. Okay, I think we're all lined up good. Go ahead and put it in. I don't want you chickening out so that you don't lose the bet just because we can't get me pregnant. So get that cock into your little sister and let's impregnate me. Come on, you're not that drunk. Or are you just that clumsy? Don't be nervous. Are you afraid of losing the bet? Or too intimidated by the idea of fucking your little sister? I'm just a girl. Sure, I have too much similar DNA to you. But you don't even believe this will get me pregnant. But let me help you. I'll take my little hand and grab onto your cock, just like I was doing before. But instead of choking it, I'll guide it up to my pussy. It's nice and wet and just waiting for its first cock. But no matter what you think, my being a virgin won't protect me from getting pregnant by you. Okay, I got the tip. You should be able to do the rest. You know, sliding your cock into my virgin pussy, then fucking me, and coming in me, impregnating me. But let's start with the sliding it in part. From this, I'll have proven that idea wrong. And the whole thing about not being able to knock off your own sister. I may not get pregnant just because it's not guaranteed, but I think it's the right time of the month for it. So I've got my fingers crossed. I really want to prove you're wrong and see the look on your face when I show you that pregnancy test. No, keep fucking me. You've got to come in me for me to get pregnant. In case you weren't clear on that part of the process. But try not to enjoy it too much. This isn't for fun. This is just to prove your idiotic ideas to the ultimate test. Wait, no, don't touch my clit. I told you I was in charge of that. That kind of... Okay, you can keep going, I guess. Maybe you weren't as hopeless as I thought. It feels good to have someone else touch it for a change. It also feels good to have a cock in me. But I'm only doing this because of the bed. Oh no. Oh, not kissing my neck. That kind of thing is for boyfriend and girlfriend, not brother and sister. Like sex, which is a bad example because we're having sex, but you know what I mean. You shouldn't be kissing your sister's neck like that. Technically, we shouldn't be having sex either, but there was a bet, and I'm kind of drunk. That bet and my being drunk are the only reasons I'm letting you do this. And being drunk is the only reason that I'm enjoying it at all. Sure, it was gross at first, but now your cock feels good. Especially with your fingers rubbing me like that. Oh, your lips on my neck aren't hurting either. Oh, you're gonna come soon? I hope so, because I think I am, and it would be embarrassing if I came first. No matter what, you need to come though, and come in me, because that's how babies are made. It doesn't matter that I was a virgin or your sister. If you come inside me, there's a good chance I'll get pregnant. So come in me and don't hold back. I need you to pump my little pussy full of your cum and try your best to impregnate me, whether you believe it can happen or not. Okay, I'm gonna come soon. The world's most awkward orgasm, but it's coming. Just like I will be. Oh, I like you right now. That's it. Come at me. Impregnate me. Hell, you know how stupid you were. Come at your little sister's pumping pussy. Yes, 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 yes. Pregnant now. I can't wait to see the look on your face when you find out just how wrong you were. You'll lose all of your money, and I I'll be pregnant. So maybe that wasn't such a good idea after all. I don't know, because I'm a little drunk right now. It's entirely possible that when I sober up a little, I might have some regrets about this. In fact, I will probably really freak out over it. But that's sober me. Drunk me doesn't really care. Drunk me just cares about winning the bet and the money and maybe a little bit of how good that orgasm felt. Drunk me is very content right now. Sleepy. So drunk me is gonna fall asleep, I think. Asleep right here, naked, and underneath her brother's equally naked body. We'll let sober me deal with all of that in the morning. Sucks to be her. Good night.